time for a change, then this podcast is for you. You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka, a podcast filled with everyday conversations with the goal of building better relationships, unlearning and relearning, and being present as a spiritual being, helping you free your mind of any fear-based thoughts that are holding you back and cultivate an inspired awareness that can encourage you to take action over your life. Here's your host, Coach Ka.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Last week, I just wanted to just have a reflective, meditative music for about 10 minutes of last week to kind of have my listeners listen in and tune in and just kind of just get with yourself. There's a lot going on in the world, and there's not many outlets where you can just kind of sit and just be reflective on your life's journey. So hopefully you gained some insights and just gained some clarity on your life purpose last week, or your life mission, or things you want to change. And sometimes you just wanted to just relax. So hopefully that was a bonus to you. This week, we are up to episode number 39. And I just want to talk briefly about where are the genuine leaders. 2 weeks ago, I talked about the law of kindness and how you can create that law within yourself. And many times the world at large may not be ready for that level, but at the same time, it's necessary. What I mean by ready, they oftentimes look at kindness as a weakness. That's very unfortunate. But nonetheless, we must be wise in how we deal with others in being kind. And at the same time, the best thing you can do is be kind to yourself, and it just automatically comes out towards others. And you use your own wisdom on how you deal with others if they are looking at it as a weakness. You will intuitively know what to do. But for this week, I want to ask the question, where are the genuine leaders?
Experience more. Make sure to hit that subscribe button now.
Looking at the world today, you must admit that we are in desperate need for leaders. And I'm not just talking politics. I'm not even just talking religion. I'm not talking educational systems and things of that nature. I'm talking about you as an individual. Oftentimes we look to others to lead us. And I feel as though every human being, I feel, have the leadership potential in them. However, this due to social constructs, due to victimization and social standards, many people may not make it to that level within themselves, but it doesn't take away the potential that's in you already. But yes, there's a desperate need for genuine leadership. I really believe and know that we have a lot of people that want a position of leadership. But a lot of times those people don't have the vision for the people. They have a vision for themselves. They have a vision for power. They have a vision to gain more followers. They have a vision to gain more influence. They have a vision to gain more money, but they don't necessarily have a vision to help the people that they so-called supposed to be serving. So oftentimes if you don't know what leadership looks like within yourself, you would pick the same leader to lead you into more calamity or just more of not being true to yourself. But where are the genuine leaders? Where are the individuals who would be willing to take responsibility for the present situation and conditions in the world today? Who is willing to accept the challenge, to face it head on with integrity, character, and commitment to execute righteous judgments for the betterment of the world? I see leadership is needed across the world, and many people shy away from it. Now, there's many, I feel, definitions of leadership, which I'm not going to go into at all today, because I believe if you have 20 people, you will have 20 different answers on what leadership really is all about. But to me, leadership is the ability to lead others by influence. Now, if this holds true to you and true in general, then we have all exercised some degree of leadership in our lives, whether you're leading, if you're a parent leading your child, Yes, if you are someone that is at work, no matter what position you are in, you don't have to be the CEO to be a leader of an organization. If you are a teacher to a student, and I've learned that also when it comes to leading, that we also can also become followers as well. We may not lead in every area of our lives, but we surely can lead in some capacity of our lives. Now, one definition I would like to bring out, that the most important ingredient, I should say, of leadership is integrity. I'm going to repeat that because a lot of times, again, we look to leaders and we look and we see that a lot of them, if you're really looking carefully, are more into their image than they are truly wanting to lead you or lead an organization or lead a country. Things have drastically changed for the United States of America from one leadership to the next when it comes to politics, more like politrix. But nonetheless, we must be able now to lead and govern ourselves. I don't really think we need a leader to tell us what's right and what's wrong. And a lot of times when you relinquish your right to choose, relinquish your right to make your own decision, someone else is going to make that decision for you, and it doesn't necessarily benefit you. It always will turn around and benefit them. So I feel the most important ingredient of leadership, without going too deep into leadership, is integrity. Without integrity, what do you really have? So let me define what I feel integrity is. From the dictionary.com definition, it says that it's inherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. The second definition of it, it said that the state of being whole, entire, or undiminished. In other words, integrity is the state of being complete and unified. Now, think about that definition of integrity right now, and forget looking at the leaders that are in position today. Let's look towards ourselves today, because I feel one of the hardest things or challenging things that we can face in this life is to know ourselves. The reason why I said that, because it should be easy, it should be simple, because you're just dealing with you. But because of the conditioning of this capitalistic world, we're always looking out for power. We're always looking out to be happy. We're always looking outward to feel complete and to feel whole. Very rare do someone look within to feel complete and to feel whole. Although religion shows in the Bible and other books, ancient books, that even if you're into Christianity or not, that if you want to get ahead in life, you must know your passions. You must know and feel your purpose, and you must have vision for your life. And all of those things come from within. And that's why it's good to take time out for yourself to reflect on what your desires are or what you want to do or complete in life. So it's very important to know who you are, because when you don't know who you are, others will define you. They will define you based upon what they see of you. They will define you based on your gender. And God knows right now, gender roles and genders itself are being challenged around the world. We are being now in a place where artificial intelligence is on the rise. And when you don't really know who you are, look out, because see, now others will define that. So it's so imperative today that we take the time out to know ourselves. Yes, it could be challenging, only because we weren't either taught that, or we were simply not even aware that you have the ability to go within yourself, to bring out your full potential, so you can be whole. So you're not torn between two answers or two places, not knowing what you really want to do. It's okay at times when you do get stuck, because all of us can get stuck at times. And this is why a coach is necessary for that. But as you gain trust, not only in your coach, but you gain trust within yourselves, you begin now to put things together, and you won't be so torn and not feeling whole.
You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka.
So integrity is not a given factor in everyone's life. I've learned that about myself. Not everybody wants to walk in integrity. There's a lot of people that want to just look good. They want to be liked it and they want to be praised. And they talk a good game when it comes down to integrity. I've learned so much about myself when I try to distinguish now myself from those that don't have integrity to those that do have integrity. And I've learned some valuable lessons. And one of the lessons I've learned was that people that don't have integrity, they oftentimes do have a good personality. And most people, when they look at personality, they are drawn to that person's personality. They don't necessarily check or double check or recheck to see if this person's words line up to their actions until it's almost too late. That's why when we put so much trust and confidence in someone with just personality without integrity, in the long run, we end up ourselves being hurt or even depleted from any resources that you may have, whether it's money, whether it's your time, and so on and so forth. So it's very, very important now that through leadership, leading yourself, you start to understand what it takes to have true integrity. Integrity oftentimes gets overlooked because you can be very persistent or consistent in what you are doing, and you could be telling the truth. And I've learned that some people really don't care. They just want to take from you. And that's why integrity must come with wisdom as well. So understand, it's the result of self-discipline, inner trust, and a decision to be constantly honest in all situations in our lives. But unfortunately, in today's world, as I was saying earlier, strength of character is a rare commodity. I wish it wasn't. I wish it was something that people look for first, not just your personality, because that's the mask that we wear and nothing's wrong with personality. I think we all have a certain level of personality traits. Some are more flamboyant than others, but nonetheless, we all have it. There's nothing wrong with it. But along with that, you and I, if we want to be able to be stable in the long run, we should develop integrity. Integrity is very important because integrity now is the basis of trust, which is the results of leadership. That's why I feel it's one of the most important ingredients that a leader should have, and that should be integrity. Now, trust is the result of time and integrity. So for me, as I stated in 2 weeks ago, during episode 37 about the law of kindness, I felt as though the greatest display of leadership is service. I have had many of my clients come back to me and said that I inspired them not to just be great, but to be themselves. And I thought that was such a high honor to receive. This wasn't at the Grammy Awards. This wasn't live on television. This was directly towards me. And I felt so much gratitude towards my clients. I felt so free. I felt like myself because I first stepped into that degree of integrity. I had to walk that out in my own life first to a certain degree. There's always room for growth and more development. But when I walked into my own self and treated myself more better than what I have been over the years with love and kindness and integrity, then I was able to be patient with my clients. I was able to have compassion for my clients. I was able to show empathy towards my clients. I was able to inspire them based upon my own experience, based upon my own discoveries. And in the moment, I was able to intuitively give them insight and some intellectual insight as well on what they could do and what they can become. They put it to practice. And they were able to come back to me months later and was able to share their story with me. And it just was overwhelming, very humbling. And as much as they respect me, I have a lot of love and respect for them. So it's a win-win situation. So that's why I say it's of service to them, because I had a vision for my own business. I had a vision for my own life. And I feel as though when someone can wake up to who they are, they automatically become a leader amongst themselves. And that, to me, qualifies them now to be a leader to other people, to influence them based upon their own actions, based upon how they live their life. Oftentimes, there's just, when it comes to leaders, it's your gift that makes room for us. And that's a good thing. We give a lot of actors in Hollywood our attention. And that's fine. They deserve it. But we don't know how they live their life outside the television screen, because they're telling the vision. They have a role. They have a script in life that they have. But we don't know what level of integrity they have. You have to now go to a place where those that are closest to them, they will be able to tell you, or do their words and their actions line up to who they are? We have a lot of admiration and a lot of praise towards athletes, I've learned. You know, I was an athlete, never made it to the highest stage because it wasn't in my deck of cards, if you will. But did I have fun along my journey? I absolutely did. It was fun. But I also learned that when you are a athlete in any sport, you have an advantage, and you can take advantage of people if you don't have the right heart, if you don't have the right integrity. And it's unfortunate because a lot of times you go around hurting people that mean well, but you hurt them because you see that there's a weakness in them that you take advantage of. And that's just unfortunate. So that's why I want people to now start growing and learning more about themselves so that they can be more wiser in handling and dealing with people. But deception is on an all-time high. It's just not easy always picking out, you know, who's telling the truth and who's not telling the truth. It just takes time. And deception is getting more and more trickier these days. So that's why it's so imperative that you stay in tune with yourself. And if your gut feeling tells you something is wise, to listen to that first voice within yourself. It's wise to listen to what your gut is telling you. That should be the first brain, because the first mind, I should say, is normally conditioned based upon the world events or the world experiences that you have had in your life already. So leadership is born out of character and a determination to be and express yourself fully. This is what you want to do. You want to be able to express yourself fully. Most of us are in a shell by ourselves, or conditioned to be what others have programmed us to be. That's why it's so important to let things go that don't serve you no longer, that you're frustrated with. Certain relationships you have to even let go. Certain jobs you're going to have to, let go as well. I believe there's certain organizations or churches, because there's times where you can outgrow church as well, or religion. I had a time where growing up, a lot of the leaders and the elders back in the day weren't able to answer the questions that I had. So I went on my own quest and did my own research. And I realized that religion for me was limiting me to the do's and the don'ts when I wanted to kind of grow spiritually and to become more of what I've already have been. So I had to learn now not to discredit people that's in religion or in church, because it serves its purpose. But I did want to now learn more about myself. And that's something that no leader can share with you. They can inspire you, but you have to do the work yourself. So I had to learn now that I am the church. If you want to put religion on it, I am that I am. And I had to now put things to practice based upon even what Jesus said that we can do and what's inside of us. So understand here, everything to me rises and falls on leadership. Most people have a desire to look for the exception, though, but instead of the desire to become exceptional. Many people talk about leadership. Few of us truly understand it. Most people want it. Few achieve it.
Ready for change? Get in touch with Coach Ka via ka@iamcoachka.com for one-on-one, group, or webinar sessions.
So understand some things here. I have a couple of things I want to share with you about integrity, how important integrity is. Because a person with integrity does not have divided loyalties. Remember, I said they are whole. Integrity is not what we do so much as who we are. And who we are, in turn, determines what we do. I'm going to repeat that because that's very important. Many people shy away from integrity, but if you really want to be a person of influence, a person that when you lay down at night, you know you didn't do your brother or your sister no harm. You want to be one that when you wake up, you have gratitude, knowing that you didn't, you know, cheat someone. Now, I know some people that their heart not like that, and this is all they do, and they find gratitude in that. But I'm talking about the genuine hearts of people right now. People, where are the true leaders? Integrity must be amongst us. Watch this. We are all faced with conflicting desires. Not one, no matter how spiritual, can avoid this battle. But integrity is the factor that determines which one will prevail. Integrity. Integrity binds our person together and fosters a spirit of contentment within us. It will not allow our lips to violate our hearts. Whew. That's powerful right there. Integrity will not allow our lips to violate our hearts. When integrity is the referee, we will be consistent. Our beliefs will be mirrored by our conduct. This is important here. Integrity is not only the referee between two desires, it is the pivotal point between a happy person and a divided spirit. It frees us to be a whole person no matter what comes our way. I'm reminded what Socrates once said. He was a Greek guy. He said that the first key to greatness is to be in reality what we appear to be. Too often we try to be a human doing before we have become a human being. That's a pause right there. Many people want to become human doings versus becoming human beings. So we are here to be ourselves, to cultivate that potential that's in us, to be able to share with the world, to make the world a better place. We must become better ourselves. Would you agree? Understand, as I'm getting ready to close soon, that the integrity builds trust. Integrity builds trust. In order to be a leader, a man or a woman must have followers, as I said before. And to have followers, a man or a woman must have their confidence. That's very important. So integrity, for me, builds trust. Integrity also has high influence value in it. Watch this. I believe that with those values comes different principles. There are certain things you won't be able to do. You can't just do people any old kind of way. It's so important to have high values. Integrity facilitates high standards. There are certain standards that you have about yourself that you can't just do what the next person do, because I've learned that some people can get away with certain things and others just can't. I'm one of them. I just can't just do people in any kind of way and it don't come back to me much faster. You see, I have to have integrity. I've learned some people, when trouble comes, anger comes real fast. I had to slow down. Because I had to learn the power that I carry within myself. See, I learned that I can spark emotions in other people without saying a word, just based on my actions. Other people's actions can do the same exact thing. It was sparking emotion, but it was sparking emotion to do something. For others, I can spark an emotion, they become angry. And sometimes to a point where they're almost in tears. So I learned that power that I have within me, I must be careful. And I should always look out, not only for myself, but for others as well, on the lookout. Integrity. Watch this. In ancient China, the people wanted security against the barbaric hordes to the north. So they built the Great Wall. It was so high, they believed no one could climb over it, and so thick, nothing could break it down. They settled back to enjoy the security. During the first 100 years of the wall's existence, China was invaded 3 times. 3 times. I'm going somewhere with this integrity. Not once did the barbaric herds break down the wall or climb over it. each time they bribed a gatekeeper and then marched right through the gates. The Chinese were so busy relying on the walls of stone, they forgot to teach integrity to their children. Yes, integrity towards their children. They forgot to teach their children that. So understand here, integrity plays an important role, because no matter what wall you build, we must have integrity. Because if you don't build the integrity and then share that integrity and influence others, no matter what wall you bring or lift up, others can still come in and invade your privacy. So in my closing, I just want to share with you all that we are in desperate need of leadership today in all walks of life. Where are the true leaders in parenting now? There's no book on parenting. So we make a lot of errors through trial and error. But how can you lead your family? We need good teachers. Things have gotten so corrupted now that the passion to teach is very hard, because now we have to have a base to live, a base of living. We need to be able to now not only survive in this world, but thrive in this world. So some people teach just for the money. But at the same time, I feel as though teachers must love it to a certain degree, because they don't get paid as much as they should, in my humblest opinion. But nonetheless, we can lead in our communities. Have an eye out for true leadership if you're going to play the game with the politics, because that's a game by itself. That's the game that they play. You see? And they involve us to think that we're voting for them. And it's a game within a game. So understand, today, where are the leaders? Are you called to leadership? Do you feel an impression to lead your own life? What do you want to do in life? Do you always want to be told what to do? Or do you want to create something? Do you want to just do something? But most of all, be who you are created to be. Until the next time, have a great day.
This episode of Aha Moments with Coach Ka has ended, but your journey towards building a better life continues. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next Aha Moment. Thank you for listening.